opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And welcome in once again to the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding, for the 119th time. And once again, this show is about the most interesting people in the Ville. And once again, I'm very fortunate to get to meet all kinds of interesting folks as I go around town and talk, and I go to new places and new things in Louisville. There's just a lot to see. And this week I really went to a place. I did our first nighttime Rusty Satellite interview at the Art Sanctuary. And now that's in Germantown on Shelby Street. You may not have been there. It is a huge space for artists. They have a performance venue there. It's really great. And you'll hear later in the show from Lisa Fry, Brittany Baker, and Rita Cameron about the special things going on. It's a big month up there at the Art Sanctuary on Shelby Street in Germantown. So I would encourage you to listen in and get your details and make plans to go down there. You can see real live artists doing their work. And I've got a lot of special events there and a big one coming up very soon. So stay tuned in the second half of the show for that. First off, you're going to hear from a guy named John Dant, who has been, believe it or not, 30 years in the bar business. John is the proprietor over there at the Backdoor Tavern, the Backdoor Lounge in the Mid-City Mall. It is... you know, you might forget about it. It's a place you can still get food very late at night. Their kitchen stays open until 3 a.m. They've got a bunch of big events. They're participating in the Bardstown Road Boo Fest, a big event coming up October 24th that my friend Caroline Knopp is organizing. And it's a big trick-or-treat event for kids and adults. And then John has a Halloween party that's probably the best Halloween party in town on Halloween night, October 31st, which is coming up. It's a big holiday. It's amazing that a place like the Backdoor has just had this longevity. You see places go out of business that have been around for a long time. Places like the Phoenix Hill Tavern recently, Jim Porter's, and you refer to these places in Louisville as places, oh yeah, you know where, you know, the White Castle used to be or something like that, and people have been around here a long time know exactly what you mean. But the Backdoor has managed to stay in one place for 38 years. It's quite a feat, quite a record of accomplishments. And I was thrilled because if you've ever been in there, they've got murals on the wall. An artist named Bill Page paints murals of customers. They've got basically headshots of customers throughout the place, and there's a new one going up. And I'm told in a few months I'm going to be on that wall. So that's going to be great. Bill, I talked to Bill a little bit while I was over there. He took a picture of me and said he's going to use it for the wall. So we'll see how that goes. And we'll look forward to that. But again, the Backdoor Lounge, what a great place. A lot of regulars, a lot of people. Most of the help, the people that work there have worked there for a long, long time. So I talk about that with John Dant in my interview that's coming up in just a minute. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about Snelling Staffing, our one of our favorite sponsors on the show. Snelling Staffing can help you if you're looking for a job and having a little trouble finding one. They've got plenty of positions available. And if you're an employer looking for good employees, Snelling Staffing is the place to go. Here's this week's Job of the Week from Snelling Staffing. They're recruiting for a training content writer, a temporary position from approximately mid-October until the end of the year. Candidate needs to have the following qualifications: excellent and proficient skills with Microsoft Word, Excel, and Outlook, ability to access and set up webinar training sessions. You have to be able to learn Salesforce setup and then create training materials for the rollout to include PowerPoint presentations, handouts, and written instructions. The position will fluctuate with hours. It could be full-time 1 week and then less the next, but the hours will always be within the business hours of 8 to 5 at a corporate office. The pay is $17 to $20 an hour. So if you know someone who's qualified for this or if this is you, call Paula Presley at 502-814-9800 for an immediate interview. That's Paula Presley, 814-9800 at Snelling Staffing. So that's good. I've got a bunch of stuff to talk about in the show. Stay tuned after my interview with John. I've got a rundown of some things going on in the city and how to find out about them. A lot of times I'll direct you to my website, LouisvilleKY.com. And for that, but right now we're going to talk with John Dant. Here is my interview that took place the other morning at the Backdoor Lounge.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect, but the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And today I'm in a very quiet, which is very unusual, Backdoor Tavern with John Dant. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on here. I appreciate it.
Now, this place is just amazing for people that haven't been here. It's in the back of Mid-City Mall, and you've been here quite a while.
The bar's been here, it'll be 31 years in January, and I've had staff that's actually been here for,
wow.
A couple of them have actually been here for 30 years, or 31, I should say.
I can't imagine doing any one thing for that long, but it's really great. It seems like every time I come in here, of course, it's late at night, and there's a lot of people. You got a lot of regulars. I see, tell me, this mural thing on the wall, you have pictures of your regulars here, right?
We started off with one wall, and then Jack Daniels, the first one you see when you walk in the door, and then it was such a big hit. Everybody that comes in here says, how do you get on the wall? I mean, I get emails and I get Facebook hits that say, yeah. Can I get on the wall? All you have to do is ask.
I'm going
to
get on the wall here.
We'll get you on there for sure.
That'd be a claim to fame. In the bar business or in the restaurant business, it seems to me, especially here in Louisville as of late, a lot of longtime institutions have bit the dust. I mean, Phoenix Hill Tavern, mm-hmm. Jim Porter's, and just a lot of places we're used to having for a long, long time, and they don't make it. Any secrets to your longevity here?
Well, honestly, I've been with it for 29 years, and I've enjoyed every minute of it because every day is different, you know, mm-hmm. So... And I think even the ones at Phoenix Hill, even those, I think they just get tired. You know, it's just been doing it for 40 or 50 years. You can only do so much. But that longevity has to do with, I think, just because we have such a unique clientele that's very diverse. Mm-hmm. And I have a staff that's been with me for 20 plus years. And they're honest. They're here every day. You just don't see that work ethic anymore. It's not like you used to. And it's just great to have, the type of people that work for me that just... enjoy their job.
Yeah. So everybody knows the bartenders, it's very easy to become a regular here. But you, over the years, I'm sure you've changed menus and so you got a lot of pool tables in here. What kind of major things have you seen?
Well, you have to keep up with it, every day. I mean, if you just let it go stagnant and just running down, which a lot of bars do, mm-hmm. You have to put money back into it. I lease, which most people that lease usually don't put money back into a business.
Right.
And as you can see, we have new walls, we have all the murals, we have new booths. You have to keep it up to date, refresh it to make sure, the customers feel comfortable because they're putting their money and their time into my business, and I want them to be able to come back and enjoy it and hopefully make it a good venue for everybody.
And it's like a classic neighborhood bar. I'm sure a lot of your customers walk here and everything. And so that's very cool about its location. I did want to ask you one thing that's been in the news lately. There's a movement, because I've been here late at night, a movement in the news a couple weeks ago about closing earlier than 4 o'clock. I would guess I'd know your position, but what's your position?
Well, the bulk of business done in Louisville is from midnight to 4 in the morning. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's a late-night city. For us, it would probably kill our business. And the worst part about the whole situation is for the government is the tax revenue that they would lose. They'd lose the tax revenue, and they'd lose the tax revenue for the employees, because they're paying these an extra 2 hours.
Well, I think it'd just be a total economic hit on the whole thing.
No, it's a no-brainer. It would definitely upset the city of Louisville as far as taxation and just the people itself.
You think it's got any legs, really? I mean, you're in the business. I'm sure you hear a lot more about it than I do.
No, I don't think that the councilman will get, you know, enough votes to be able to pass it, honestly.
All right, so we're going to keep staying open until 4.
Yes, we are.
All right. Very good. Well, let's talk about some fun events. I know you got a couple of fun events coming up. My friend Caroline Knopp is involved in the Bardstown Boo Fest, and I understand you're involved in that for the first time.
Yeah, we thought, well, Caroline's a great person. She does great events for the city. Seems like every month she's doing something different. She's always involved in something. But she asked me this year, and as a good neighbor, I thought, well, you know, it's why not? You know, I can donate some money or help out, because it's for a good cause. The city of Louisville is a wonderful place for giving, you know, and by Carolyn doing this, raising these funds for Phil, it's just better to everybody in the city of Louisville, I think.
So what exactly will be going on, at least in terms of your involvement in the
business? Well, we did a little donation, and then what we do is we're going to give 10% off to our patrons from 1 p.m. till 3 a.m. We serve our food in their kitchen till 3 in the morning, which is very unusual in the Highlands, unless you're at a Denny's or someplace like that.
That's right.
But anyway, we do serve food till 3. And it'll give the patrons an opportunity to, honestly, Carolyn and I never did discuss this, but I will be donating a percentage of our food sales for her cause for the Boo Fest. So which will even be added on to what
I will get. Well, great. And I should mention, it's October 24th, a week before Halloween. And so these donations are, what's the charity?
Well, it's for cancer. If I understand it, it's for a gentleman named Phil that has had problems financially, and hopefully we can raise some money to offset his cost.
Sure. Well, it's always great to help out people in need and all that. And of course, that's a week before Halloween. And you know, Halloween is such a big has become such a big holiday for the bar business.
General, it's for adults. I don't think kids do it anymore. I mean, you can't hardly find any kids that want to trick or treat anymore, you know, because of everything. But adults, it's, you know how it is. It's just, they love it. Now, if they can come out and dress up, we have a costume party every year, the 31st, and we'll be giving away $600 for first, $300 for second, and $100 for third. And it amazes me how many people have the original, you know, just
now, who judges the contest? Is that you?
No, I normally get 3 people that are neutral to do that, because I don't want to be involved in it, because the next thing I know is like it's fixed.
Well, so this is a big prize for a costume contest. What won last year? What kind of creativity do you need to win this thing?
Well, you know, actually, it's whether it's homemade or not, I mean, you really need to, you know, put some money into it. Don't go out and buy an outfit and think, well, I'm going to go in, because, but you have to be original, you know, you need to be original and go ahead and, we had Captain Morgan, which on our Facebook page, we had, Captain Morgan and his girlfriend, which actually they made their costumes together, and it was just phenomenal. I mean, I'm just like, you're thinking, because what's one of the questions the judges ask is like, well, what, did you make your outfit yourself? I mean, to do this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to spend a lot of time and originality into it, it's really amazing. So,
yeah. Yeah. Any ideas like this year? Are some of the costumes tied to news or people.
Well, you know, well, politics. You know, mm-hmm. They have 16 Republicans running for president, so they might. We might see some crazy outfits for that.
Donald Trump seems a natural,
I don't know
icon.
Find that kind of hair.
That's right. It would have to be fake. I'm sure they can manufacture it.
That would be interesting. But people do. They do whatever's the biggest thing and the hit, you know, what's going on in the year, whether it's politics or comedians or, you know, it's just what's in the news, obviously.
Yeah.
I used to dress up, and I just can't get the original anymore. I just can't do it. So,
you used to participate, and now you don't.
No, there's no way. No.
Okay,
I just enjoy watching everybody come in with the costumes.
Well, I imagine it's a ball. I can see this place filled up with people like that. Is that your biggest, or are there other events during the year that really bring out the partiers
or Thanksgiving, obviously. Thanksgiving Eve is big because everybody comes home for family, you mm-hmm. know, for dinner. I get that free meal from college. And then Derby, obviously, is just a big hit. That whole week's usually a big...
Right.
And Derby Eve is probably the busiest night of the year. But, you know, as you know, bars can stay open until 6 a.m., but we refuse to do it because if you're not drunk and shit-faced by 4 a.m., you're going to be stupid at 6.
Now, what's 6 a.m.? Now, I hadn't heard that.
It's just the one day out of the year that they can allow you to stay open 24 hours.
Wow.
And that's Derby Eve. And but we've never done it. You know, some bars have done it. So then when they get off at 4, they can go out and party if they want to, my employees. So, but they don't do that anymore either because we're all becoming antiques to some extent.
Wow. Well, I didn't realize that. Now I got something to do.
You got 2 more hours to party.
I can't wait till it comes up again. So do you now... One more thing about the back door, because it's not like there's not some big neon sign out on the road. It's not actually on Barstown Road, but it doesn't seem like you have to. I guess 30 years of longevity, you don't have to really advertise that you're back here, back off the road. Do people just find you?
It's mostly word of mouth. I think a lot of people I see, you know, they don't even. Never heard of it. And then I always tell everybody it's the best kept secret because it's in the back of the mall.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you have people deliver or whatever, they just never can find the place.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on here at the mall right now, so I don't guess that affects you very much. But
they're renovating the facades in the front and the back. But, you know, it's just it's unique. I mean, like I tell my employees, and several of them own homes and things, and I'm like, you know, we're not going to get rich. We're going to sell a good drink for a cheap price, and the food's going to be quality, good quality, and, you know, we'll not be millionaires, but at least we're going to have a good living. You know, we can all live off of what we make. And
that'll keep people coming back. So I guess when you do a story about longevity, you got to ask, you know, how long can this go on?
Well, that's what my landlord says. I've talked to my landlord, and she's like, I never would have thought this bar would ever last 30 years. Never. But I think I really honestly have to say thank you to my employees because my employees are dedicated. They're here. They've been here for 20-plus years. You know, we all take care of each other. We're like family.
You sure don't think about retirement plans at a bar, but, you know.
No, you don't. Well, you don't get a pension in a bar. I'm telling you that right now. So longevity has to do with the employees, without a doubt. I mean, it's the personality. They're there. The regulars come in. They see. You know, somebody can come in 2 years from now, and Carrie will be there, and Carrie will remember exactly what they drank 2 years ago.
Wow.
You know, and they'll walk in the door, and they'll say, my God, I cannot believe it. So, sort of like a cheers.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, it's a wonderful place, and looking forward to your participation in Boo Fest on October 24th and the big Halloween party. It's just a Louisville institution here.
Well, I appreciate it very much, and thanks for interviewing me. I hope we can raise a lot of money for Carolyn's venture here.
All right. Well, great. That'll do it for Rusty Satellite. John Dan, thank you for being on the show.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John Dan, for being on the show. John has a sidekick down there, Cole. If you go down there in the day, you can meet the
the bar's favorite dog. And just want to remind you, October 24th is that Boo Fest event. It's going to be a great one. And the Halloween party of the year, the best Halloween party in town at the back door on Halloween night, October 31st. So if you pay attention to the show, you know that I usually spend this part of the show talking about some things I've been doing or some things that are important to the city. And those of you who listened last week know that I had my son Josh on. Josh and Sarah got married on Saturday at a place called the Gardens of Ray Eden out in Anchorage. And it was just a perfect wedding. It was outdoors and the weather cooperated. And the happy couple, said their I do's and saw a lot of great people, great folks that came to the wedding. So Josh is off in Greece right now. He's on his honeymoon, and I'll be anxious to hear about that when he gets back. But the wedding was great. Just so you know, and that wasn't the only exciting thing I did over the weekend besides playing some golf. I also went to see the Lost Lonely Boys at the Kentucky Center on Sunday night. That's a Texas trio. They play some sort of Mexican blues, rock and roll, a lot of guitar. It's three brothers, and just been a fan of those guys for a long time. They play that song, How Far Is Heaven? You know, probably shouldn't sing that, but anyway, it was a great show. I took Paula there. This week also, you know, I'm a member of the Rusty Satellite Show, and LouisvilleKY.com is a member of the Jefferson Town Chamber, and it's a very active chamber. They had a golf event at Wildwood Country Club on Tuesday. I got to go out there and hit some balls and had some fun at that event. Now I'm recording this on Wednesday, and Wednesday night I'm planning to go to Old Louisville for a Victorian Tales of Terror event. It's a sort of a theater event where you go from house to house. I'm really looking forward to it. You can get information about that on LouisvilleKY.com and go yourself. It is a pretty cool event. I think the weather's going to be nice, and it's a great chance to walk around and do some things. So and see some really cool stuff and learn a little bit about the city. So anyway, that's going on. So that takes care of my personal activities. But there's a lot going on in the city, and most of it's good. I don't know if you saw the thing, the Iron Man over the weekend. That was a really great event. They just moved it from August to October. It was a really smart move. It really went well. I think everybody was happy about the way that turned out. But here's what's going on. Here's some of the things that are going on in town. There were some announcements this week you can find on Louisville KY. One about the Louisville Loop is a section of that on the west side has been finished. And the mayor made some nice comments about how he thinks that's going to be finished sooner than later. The original projection is like a 20-year plan, but it's going to be sooner than that. And that's a part of the West End. I've been over there, and I'm glad they reworked it. It's a wonderful place to go on a bike ride if you want to go all the way over by the river on the west side, over by Riverport and the Farnsley Mormon Landing. It's a very peaceful scenic ride if you want to take your bike out there. You can also do it from downtown, as a matter of fact, and you can go out on the west side. So it's a wonderful way to do that. And another thing that's happened this week is Turkey Run Park is opening, and that's part of the 21st Century Parklands plan. And I went out there, sort of made a little funny post on LouisvilleKY.com about it. I rode my bike out there and went through all the no trespassing signs and looked around. I was the only one out at the park. It is beautiful. It was still under construction. Scott Martin, who was on this show a while back, made a comment to me in social media about how I went out there. I don't think they minded that I gave them a little publicity by going and seeing it. But Turkey Run Park, there's a lot of trails out there. It's a wonderful place to ride your bike, and they got some recreation facilities. It's really big. I think it opens like tomorrow on October 15th. So Turkey Run Park, that's a big addition to the city. That whole Parklands plan out there, as you know, if you go back and listen to my conversation with Scott, it's really a great thing for the city. So we're all talking about great things. Here's another one. The Thunder over Louisville organization, which comes up in April, announced they were including the Louisville Orchestra. And you know, we're big fans of Teddy Abrams, the Louisville Orchestra conductor, and they're going to provide the music for the Thunder show if you go down there next year. And that is going to be a pretty good addition. You know, it's always been like recorded music, and that's always been great. But I think this time with the orchestra, it's a nice addition. It sort of localizes the event even more. So if you're a fan of Thunder, you can look forward to Louisville Orchestra music. How about that? But I guess that, you know, the best news of the week, if you've been paying attention, there was an announcement by the governor and the mayor about the bridges. And the downtown bridge, which if you drive down there like I do all the time, you can see that it's really taking shape. It's going to be ready to carry traffic by Christmas. By Christmas, they're going to have and that's way ahead of schedule. And it's very exciting. I mean, it's a very costly project, a big deal. But the bridge is going to carry traffic by Christmas. Now, you know, I've always, you know, I'm happy the bridge is going up. I really didn't think it was needed, having never experienced traffic. I don't go to Indiana very often, but, you know, when I do, it doesn't seem like it's that bad. And all the headaches of downtown construction, I'm looking forward to that being over with. So a lot of new things going on downtown. That's very exciting. You're going to have a new bridge by Christmas. Of course, the big news, and I think I'm getting scandal fatigue. If you're paying attention in Louisville to any of the media, it seems like every day. I think the venue for the University of Louisville scandal is talk radio, because those guys, like, you know, and some of these guys on the radio, they talk like they're some kind of heroes for being on the air and listening to people call in with their crazy theories about why it happened, whether it happened. You know, I've just got scandal fatigue. I think I'm done with it. I'd rather college athletics be about the sport and the games. And there's a game Saturday, you know, a big game for Louisville football. They're playing at Florida State at noon. I'm sure a lot of folks around here will be tuned into that game. But the scandal, I can't remember all the things that have moved the story forward, I guess. I know I listened to Luke Hancock, the former Louisville captain who was leader of that 2013 championship team, came out and said that if that was going on, you know, he didn't know anything about it and he didn't have anything to do with it, which is not surprising. It's funny the way this story is turning, you know, between being a sure thing that all these claims that have no proof were that was for sure going to get Louisville in trouble. And now it seems like so many people are in denying it that I'm not sure that this scandal is really going to ultimately hurt the university. That the Rick Pitino made a speech at the basketball tip-off luncheon this week in which he vowed that he's going to get to the bottom of it. He's going to find out what went on and how it happened and all that. He's saying all the right things. He's doing the right things. And, you know, my money is Pitino will come out of this okay, unscathed. There may be some damage to the school's reputation, but I think in the end, we're going to get back out to playing basketball and playing other sports over the University of Louisville. Tom Jurich, who was on the show not too long ago, right before the scandal broke, was a man of integrity. He's going to make sure things happen in the right way. So we'll see how that goes. But like I said, this Saturday, the football game is at Florida State. It would be quite a huge victory for the Cardinals if they can come through. If you're paying attention, like Thursday night is the Western game. Now, if you want to talk about the most exciting offense in college football, I think you start at Western Kentucky. Brandon Dowdy, the quarterback, is just an unconscious number of yards. I was watching the game they played last week against Middle Tennessee. They had three touchdowns in the first 6 minutes of the game. They basically, the last three games, have basically called off the offense after scoring 50 points or so in the first half of each of the last three games. It's I wish Bobby Petrino would, like, take some notes or figure out what Jeff Brohm's doing down there. Jeff Brohm was on this show and talked about what an exciting season is going to be. It, you know, if they can stop people, I don't know. I know that this week they're playing at North Texas. Coming up soon on the schedule, they're going to play at LSU, and that is going to be quite a game. I wouldn't be surprised. Toppers could go down to LSU, and they have the type of offense that, that could surprise a big SEC team. I think it could happen. So I'm a fan, of course. So, you know, that's the way that goes. But a couple of things I noticed downtown. I noticed this story the other day because I've been there a lot to eat. At Austin's over on Brownsboro Road, you know, that restaurant closed down a few months ago. And Goodwill Industries, believe it or not, is in there. That's some seems like some high priced real estate. Goodwill had a very small store right down the street from there. And Goodwill, I tell you, that's a I don't know. I think they're it's just a great thing. They get all their inventory for free and sell it to people, and it's high quality stuff. Sometimes I know you probably take stuff to Goodwill and. That's quite a business, I think, that it's going. So in that former Austin's restaurant, since now Goodwill, it just opened. And speaking of, you know, sort of that neighborhood down Brownsboro Road, everybody remembers KT's. The KT's closed a few months back, and Kevin Granger, who owns the Anchor over there in Anchorage, opened a place called Lamu. It's recently opened, and it seems to be doing gangbusters. So that's the hot new cool restaurant. I haven't been there yet. I plan to, and might even have Kevin on the show at some point. I'd like to do that. So anyway, that's sort of a wrap up of things that have caught my eye this week. There's a lot going on in our city, and I hope you pay attention to this show and LouisvilleKY.com to know what's going on. Now, the three women that I very rarely do, number one, interviews at night, and I had to do this week at night, and interviews with three people at one time. So it's a, sort of a challenging thing for the Rusty Satellite Show, but we did it. I went down to the Art Sanctuary, and I probably shouldn't. I mean, it's not dangerous or anything, but going at night, it made it sort of hard to find my way around and get through. And Bill Breimer was with me, and a photographer, and you can see his pictures on the RustySatelliteShow.com site. But there's big news in art. I actually got to see this one photographic display, a guy named Billy Name, who's associated with Andy Warhol. There's a bunch of great photos down there, black and white photos at the Art Sanctuary, but I was just overall impressed with the size of this place and how many artists are working down there. And it really solves it really is an important part in the artistic community in this town to have a place like the Art Sanctuary. Now, Brittany Baker, who is one of the people I interviewed, I remember her. She was a designer down at Leo Weekly back in the, I guess, mid-2000s when I was writing media columns there. It was great to catch up with her and Lisa Fry, who is also sort of known around in various parts of the town as part of the Va-Va Vixens, and they have a show this weekend, the Va-Va Vortex. It's about time travel. It's I'm looking at the flyer here, Burlesque Variety, revisiting our hit summer show. So you can go down to this Art Sanctuary and see Va-Va Vortex this weekend if you like. And Rita Cameron is also one of my guests, and she's one of the leaders down there at the Art Sanctuary. It's a really cool place. You'll hear about it coming up here on my interview with Brittany, Lisa, and Rita on the Rusty Satellite Show.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
And today the Rusty Satellite Show is at the Art Sanctuary, which is hidden away, and not many of you probably know where it is. It's very cool, though, and I'm with Brittany Baker, Rita Cameron and Lisa Fry. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me start with you, Brittany, because you and I actually have a past. You used to be Leo and I.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
12 minutes, huh?
Yeah. Explain all that. No, you were a designer at Leo, and I was a freelance writer many, many years ago, but we've all moved on. Tell me about what you're doing here at the Art Sanctuary.
I'm the vice president on the board, and I'm married to the guy who keeps building all of these walls. We're making a place for artists to make art.
Okay. Well, it's very cool. I have to say that it's massive. How many square feet are we talking about here? 26,000 square feet. It's an amazing facility. I just got a little mini tour of it, and there's a lot of art being created here, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We have about 30 artists. We have a wood shop with, I guess, furniture makers and functional design. We have four photographers with studio space. They're where they can shoot. I guess, actually, we have six photographers, but we have four in the photo studio, one in a private studio, and one that does film stuff. And then we have performance space downstairs. We have a gallery, some rolling gallery walls we just put in. We actually have two stages downstairs.
I know. I looked, and it looked like a good spot for a band to play. Okay.
12.
So it gets loud, I guess, sometimes here. Now, I'll let you answer this, Rita. Mm-hmm. I used my MapQuest app to get here, but how do you tell people to get here?
I tell people, tell them it's the corner of Burnett and South Shelby, right next to the Cure Lounge, and most people know where the bars are in this town, so they can just, kind of direct themselves that way.
Wow, the Cure Lounge. Now, I haven't been in there, have you?
The Cure Lounge shirt once.
Once? Okay. Lisa, have you been in there?
Of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's it like?
It's nice. It's just right down the street.
Okay.
A friend of ours runs it, and she's super awesome. Allison.
And they have New Wave burritos down there now, too.
Yeah, food.
Which I'm really happy about.
So there's food.
I just tasted that last night. That was tasty.
Now, I do know, as I was driving in, I noticed Danny Max. He's a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. I saw Danny Max Pizza down there.
There's been a lot of that in this building.
There you go, I bet. Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa, let me ask you, what's your role here?
I am president of the board and founder of Art Sanctuary. We founded this magical nonprofit about 12 years ago with another group of ladies, and there have been several different incarnations of it as we've grown, and this is getting a lot closer to the original dream to have a space where artists are actually making things in the building. We have performance space. I'd love to co-brand with for-profit entities to maybe get an art store in here or a coffee shop or something like that someday.
I was wondering where the beer is.
Well, it's in the fridge down there.
Okay.
We do sell alcohol when we have events.
This is a record-setting moment for the Rusty Satellite Show. This is the latest at night we've ever done.
We're all late night people.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
You couldn't get us here in the morning.
That's really cool.
Not unless we've been here all night.
Yeah.
All right, Rita, so you're here. You got an apron on, so you look the part.
Well, yeah, thank you.
What's your role?
I'm an individual artist. I paint. I've been painting since the early 90s when I went to school in Morehead State. I was working out of my home for several years, and I had a studio down on off of Clay, off of Billy Goat Strut, for a couple of years when I first came back from school. And then I moved into my home and was painting there. Things got a little too combustible, you might want to say. So
a little close in there at the house
the
work.
I decided to look for somewhere else, and I looked up Art Sanctuary, realized it was just a hop, skip, and a jump away from my home. I called Lisa, and the next day we signed the contract.
We sure did.
Okay, well, very good.
I've been here on the ground floor before any of the other artists. Yeah, Brittany had a studio here, but you were the next. It was fresh blood.
Now, Brittany, there's a lot of artists here. I mean, give me an idea of the size of this operation. Because how many artists are involved here?
I think it's around 30 artists and around 30 performers.
Wow. And there's a big event coming up. We should get
the open
talking
studio
about
weekends.
That, the big event.
Yeah, last year, Rita and I were the only participating artists in the building. We've grown so much in the mm-hmm. last year.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
So much. Yeah, it's been exponential.
We had a few other artists in the building last year, but nobody else participated. I think we've got 12 in it this year. It's November 14th and 15th mm-hmm. with a show at the Cressman Center that's in conjunction with it that opens the week before that. I think the opening is on the 6th.
Mm-hmm. For people that don't know, the Cressman Center is downtown. It's like under a parking garage, right?
Yeah, it's on Main Street. Okay. Is that considered the Nulu area?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, no, it's downtown.
It's downtown.
Sort of near the Yum Center
right.
in that area. So that'll be very cool. So there will be pieces of art from here that will be on display there,
yes.
but the purpose of that is to promote this big event.
Right. Because to encourage people to come to that opening show so that they can see the variety of artists working and they can choose who they want to go see and map out their schedule for hitting all the studios on the weekend.
So you've got all these artists, and I know artists sort of have unusual personalities. They don't like fit in other places.
I don't know what you mean.
How do you get them all together in this one place?
Well,
does everybody get along?
Yeah, we have a no. I don't. Can I say asshole? I don't.
Yeah,
it's we have a no asshole clause.
We're not.
And when we interview
not,
people
FCC
for tours,
doesn't have anything to do with this.
We make sure that people are. We do background checks on everybody. We make sure that they have awesome personalities and can get along with us because you know we have to live together practically here. Yeah. So.
How many assholes have you thrown out?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, another part of you all were just telling me, and I sort of know the name, but I don't know what it's about. Va-Va Vixens.
Va-Va Vixens.
Involved in here,
yes,
right?
That's another project I'm involved in. I'm the manager / director, producer, I guess, of that situation. But
I'm the mom.
Of
Chief Vixen.
The madam.
Vixen.
We've been doing shows for about 6 years now, and normally we do them at Headliners, but we actually are doing them here for this run. We have one more weekend at Va-Va Vortex, which is a time travel show, but we just won Best Performing Artists in the Leo Choice Awards, so we're pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah,
that's
very,
good.
Very
that's awesome.
Exciting journey for sure. Mm-hmm. So you should come to the show this weekend.
Well, I should. I will take you up on that, perhaps, because
yeah.
it's a big weekend and mm-hmm. you know, I never have anything to do. So,
bowling.
Yeah, bowling's only on Mondays, so we get that out of the way. The weekends are usually free from my bowling responsibilities. But, yeah, we are taping this on Monday night, and mm-hmm. It's fun bowling night. And thank you all for coming out here. Now, mm-hmm. So Va-Va Vixens is this weekend. Mm-hmm. It sounds like there's stuff going on here all the time.
We've been very busy the last few weeks, for sure. Mm-hmm. We have a Billy Name photo exhibition going on downstairs in our gallery that's associated with the photo biennial this year. Those photographs are from Andy Warhol's factory, straight from the sidekick of Andy Warhol. So they're screen prints that he did himself years ago. And they are for sale, so people should come check those out.
It's Thursday to Sunday?
Thursday to Sunday, noon to 5, until November 7th.
Yeah, wow. they will be down before the open studio weekend happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we've talked about doing maybe a group show with people that are in this building for that, so that people, when they come in, they can check that out, too.
So did just regular, like, non-artist people that want to look at stuff come in all the time? Y'all are always open?
We don't have set hours just yet, except for the photo biennial, Thursday to Friday, or Thursday to Sunday, noon to 5. But we're in the work of that. That's something that's
okay.
coming up. We just need more. We need more hands on deck right now.
Yeah, there's a security system on the building, so you have to know somebody, and they have to.
You have to have the code to get in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe you all can give me the code later.
You can
sure love to sneak in and walk around.
Go through before we give you the code.
And it's such a massive place now. And now, I'm a little interested in the music that you have. Here on the weekends, are those shows like open to anybody or?
The performances are this coming weekend. We have the Va-Va Vortex that we talked about, but we don't have anything else scheduled after that at the moment. And Va-Va Vixens will be back at Headliners in February, but we'll We'll post whenever we have some other events coming up in here.
Mm-hmm. Vava Vortex. All right, I'm curious.
Well, you should.
What's that about?
There is a lost time traveler, and he runs into a cranky post-apocalyptic female, and then his time travel device is broken, so they end up seeing anything between a space ladies to cave people, like, and everything else in between. So it's pretty ridiculously hilarious, and it's really awesome. The costumes are fantastic, and the music's great, and the performers are. We do anything from huge choreographed dance numbers to acrobatics and aerials and all that kind of stuff.
They've got some really good singing.
And
the voices.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the singers
yes.
are really good.
Vocalists are impressive, for
They've
sure.
They've got some really great voices.
Wow. Well, that sounds very exciting. So anybody can come to that as well. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And there's humor, too, involved.
Well,
yes.
I think
hilarious.
Don't you have to be 18?
Yes.
You have to be 18.
Oh.
So not anybody. But.
So it depends on where you are in the time traveling bit. As to where you can.
Yeah, you can just project to the time that you are 18.
Yeah.
Well, 18 is a fun age to be, so I might want to go back to that. That might be the...
Oh, no.
I don't want to
make all those mistakes again.
Yeah,
right?
I'll do that again.
Sure. All right, so, we got to wrap it up here soon, but we got a few more minutes, and this thing is called the Art Sanctuary. Where can we find out, for our listeners, where can they find out more about what all is going on here?
Well,
besides just coming down and walking in the door.
www.art-sanctuary.org. We also have several Facebook pages where we keep people updated about events and what's available. We do have an area in our shop opening up if anyone's interested in contacting 502-386-7114. They can call me about a tour to possibly do the wood shop downstairs. So that's the only opening that we have. Yeah, otherwise we have a waiting list. So
a waiting list, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. I mean, you know, it's good. It's good to
Well, I mean, I tell you, not a lot of people really know about this great place, this great facility. There's a lot of room and a lot of stuff going on. So hopefully we can... you know, let a few people know, help you grow a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sounds great.
And with the whole Goss Avenue area, you know, making the upgrades and everything, and the influx of people coming through, I think that the circulation and of people, you know, and the availability of exhibiting ourselves to them will increase. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
It's very exciting. So, Brittany, Rita, Lisa, thank you all for. Being on the show, and we'll look forward to. I think I might have to do the Vava Vixen thing.
I think you will.
And the open studio.
And the open studio.
Absolutely,
too.
The open studio.
And you can.
The Visual Artists Association puts that on, and it's definitely worth doing if you're curious about. If you want to get in here and see all of the galleries and all of the art that's being made, that's when you should come.
All right. Well, it's very exciting. Thank you all again for being on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks to those ladies at the Art Sanctuary for joining me on the Rusty Satellite Show. Had a lot of fun down there. And with John Dant down at the back door. Looking forward to the big events coming up. The Bardstown Road Boo Fest on October 24th. And the City's Best Halloween Party on October 31st. Events going on at the Art Sanctuary are coming up this month. It's a very exciting time to be in Louisville. I'm glad to be here, glad to be with you and doing this show every week. I want to remind you, my sponsors that make this show possible are my friends at Passport Health Plan. They have been with me from the beginning on this show, and to Snelling Staffing, where you can remember the job of the week this week is for a technical writer position in the East End of Louisville. It's a great position. Thanks again to all my friends who helped me put together this show and on my website, LouisvilleKY.com. I would like to mention Jackie Bentley, who posts a lot of the stuff on LKY.com. Bill Breimer, who provides some great photos like the ones you see on RustySatelliteShow.com. And Jason Smith, who has been a guest on this show. And you know he does all the technical side on here. As well as Dan Vonderheide, the producer and the guy who came up with Louisville.am.
So that's going to do it for this week. I'm going to have a couple of more interesting people in the Ville next week on the show, and I'll look forward to seeing you then. Until then, this is Rick Redding, your host on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.
Time.